Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Wherever you are hearing the sound of my voice, I welcome you to Affirmations Works. And if you are returning to this podcast, I thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And if you are new to the podcast, thank you as well. And I'm happy that you're here. And I hope that what we're going to talk about today is something that you can find useful. And so the subject today is about guidance. Guidance. What is guidance? Guidance is when you hear that still small voice telling you to do something. And we all have it. We've all heard it. It's just that some of us act and some of us do not, right? Some of us choose to ignore it and say, ooh, go away, go away. And some of us say, I think I should follow through on that. So today I'm going to read to you from the Daily Word, which is a Unity publication. And it's about guidance. I follow the guidance of my heart. When I need guidance, I turn to my heart's wisdom. Here, I access my intuition, my call to follow a particular direction. This call may seem at odds with a more logical choice or the advice of people in my life. Even as I consider all options, I trust my heart's wisdom to guide me. Listening to my heart is how I discern the voice of spirit within, the enduring, loving presence of God. As I pray, I quiet my mind and listen for this guidance in the precious silence. I am not discouraged if I do not feel guided. I know my guidance may come to me as a dawning awareness, a chance meeting, or a strong feeling. However, and whenever my guidance comes, I am grateful to heed its call. And so it is. So there's a mouthful there, right? That's a whole lot. Because it's telling you that your true guidance comes from within, right? That's where your true guidance comes from. It doesn't come from the advice of other people. It comes from within, listening to the within. And so I want to share with you an experience I had along these lines of guidance. And that's kind of how this podcast came to be today. I went and took a trip and visit friends this past weekend. And it was wonderful, just wonderful. And one of the activities that we did is we went to a play. And it was small community theater. Right. As a matter of fact, the theater's name is the Arizona Latino Arts and Cultural Center. And I'm giving them a little shout out because it's such a beautiful facility and they've done such wonderful things with it. So just to kind of give you a little layout, so we arrive to this play, and as you walk in the front door, if you go straight ahead, there's an art gallery and beautiful Latino art there. And then to the right is the theater, and to the left is a store, and they have all types of art, postcards, jewelry, clothing. I mean, just almost anything you can think of is in the store. And so we are there early. You know, the play hasn't started and we're kind of just mingling about. And my friend has met up with some of her friends that are there and they're talking. And, you know, I'm just mingling about and I wander into the store. And as I wander into the store and I'm admiring all the beautiful objects there, there's a woman and she's behind the counter. And another woman comes in with a package for her and she gives her a package. It's more like a letter. And so the woman behind the counter opens it up and she says, you know, they have a dialogue and she's telling the woman who delivered it, well, it's a grant. It's not much, but you know, it's something. It's a start. It's, you know, it's something. And they continue to talk. And at that moment, I felt heaviness from this woman. You know, I felt a sadness. I felt a weight on her, right? So the play starts and I go into the theater and I sit down and thoroughly enjoy it. And as I'm leaving, I go to the restroom and while I'm there, I get this guidance, okay, that tells me to say to the woman who is the director who received the package, not to worry. Not to worry about the funding. Not to worry. And so I kind of got that feeling. And at the time, she was surrounded by people, right? I would have had to fight off, you know, 10 people to get to her. So, but as, you know, the universe sets things up, when I come out of the restroom, she's just standing there all by herself. It's almost like she was waiting. It's almost like she was actually waiting for me to come out to speak to her. It was just really kind of weird, right? So I walk over to her and I say, I'm not sure where this is coming from, but I want you to know to not worry about the funding. Everything's going to be okay. And she kind of tilted her head and looked at me and, you know, kind of like, huh. You know, at first it was like, what? And then she smiled and she said, thank you. Thank you so much. And she said, may I give you a hug? And I said, absolutely. Right? And we kind of just left it at that. And so what I want to share with you, and I'm going to just kind of zip off, you know, as I do a little sidetrack here. I've always gotten guidance to say things to people in the past, but I never would because I was afraid. I was afraid of my guidance. I was afraid of walking up to someone and saying something and them thinking, okay, she's a nut. All right, she's, can we get security over here? She's a nut job, right? That was always my fear. I'm like, oh, okay, they're gonna think, okay, who's the crazy lady? Who let her in? But as I have grown in my own spiritual self, I realize that the message that I get to give to someone, however it comes, is guidance. Right? And it's not for me to sit and tell her and do a work chart flow of how the funding's going to come or where or how or who, or, you know, it's not for me to sit down and figure out the whole thing and help her write a book and, you know, do the part that you were assigned. You see, because the part I was assigned was to give her the message. That's it. Done. Over. That's my assignment. Because what will happen next is that someone else will come in and then take the next step with her, with whatever resources she needs, right? So don't think when you give someone guidance that you have to have all the answers, Because you don't. You don't have all the answers. You probably don't even know why you're saying this to the person, other than you've been guided to say it, right? So you don't have all the answers and don't expect yourself to. Do your assignment. And I'm sure even, and let's turn this around to our personal selves. How many times have you gotten great business ideas? Just great business ideas. And what happens? You talk yourself out of them, don't you? Oh my gosh, I can't do that. I don't know how to do that. Where would that come from? I've never done that before in my life. I don't have the education. I don't have the knowledge. I don't have the connection. I don't know how to do that. And the next thing you know, you've talked yourself out of that idea that was given to you as guidance. Or worse yet, you share it too soon. Key word, everyone, too soon with others. And they talk you out of it. Why? Because they can't see your vision. It's not their vision to see. So when you get guidance for yourself or for others, follow through. Follow through with that. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to say what you need to say to the person. Don't be afraid to follow through for yourself when you hear guidance. Now, in getting in touch with your guidance, that's the special place that we have to visit, is how to get in touch with our guidance, because we all have it. And the more you get in touch with it, the stronger it becomes, and the more easy it is to recognize that this is guidance. This is coming from God. This is coming from the universe, right? This is a good thing. So to get in touch with your guidance, you need to meditate. You need to meditate. Because meditation is the time that you experience that one-on-one connection with God in your life. And the way you meditate, well, what works for me, I'll say, because you can Google meditation, you can go on YouTube and you'll see all types of ways. You can go on your phone right now and I bet there are hundreds of apps, right? We all know that are meditation apps. And what works for one will not work for another. So there may be many ways out there for you to start to meditate on a regular basis. But what works for me is getting quiet. Sitting down, I don't do a yoga position or, you know, lotus pose, or just sit. And then you take a deep breath through your nose and you hold it as long as you can. You hold it as if you are underwater, right? And then you release it through your nose the same way. And after you've done that 3 or 4 times, your body automatically relaxes. You see, the first step towards getting toward meditation and connecting for guidance is we need to be able to quiet the body and quiet the mind, because they are active. So once you do 3 or 4 inhalations of breath, your body will start to quiet down and your mind will start to quiet down. And then you can connect with your guidance. So I hope that this episode has been helpful for you. And I hope that you've learned not to be afraid and not to be afraid of the message or the voice that you hear, or that the the signal that you're getting to do something, the signs that are telling you to do something, right? Because if you connect with the God in you, those messages will always be positive. That's how you know. It is only the voice that gives you a positive message that is the true voice you should be listening to. So I do hope that this episode has been helpful for you. I hope it's giving you something to chew on and think about. And I hope that you do return for future episodes. It's so, so good to be here and to speak with you. So, as always, I wish you nothing but blessings.